From leaves to crows. The summer fades behind you as late one morning you look up from your work. In the sound of the leaves is suddenly drier, higher in pitch, and your thoughts naturally turn from arcane theory to the facts and practice of shelter in the coming cold. Far away in the mountains, it is already snowing, and a deep and uneasy quiet descends upon all the passes heading south. Did they cross safely to the other side? The crows know that this is when the pulse and flow of rivers ease, and the orchestra of strings stops, now listening to tune and tune again, sensing the hushed sway of trunks in the spruce forests of the far north. How broad and slowly the waves of wind pass through the crowns of tall trees. A hoquetus of shrill cries marks the crow's departure, as an empty branch bobs nervously about. Arched back, a quick trill of the paws, and the gray squirrel has stashed another piece of gold.